Welcome to Lowe's Logic News. It's Wednesday, October 11, 2023. I am Amber Lane. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Benny Gantz, leader of the opposition National Unity Party, reached an agreement Wednesday to form a unity government. The two leaders said the new government would pursue only bills or government decisions concerning the conflict, which has prompted Israel to mass troops near the Gaza Strip and call up reservists ahead of an offensive against Hamas militants. Hamas said Wednesday that Israeli strikes targeted the leader of its military wing, killing his brother, as Israel pledged to focus its fire on Hamas leaders. A plane carrying U.S. ammunition has landed in Israel ahead of a visit by Secretary of State Antony Blinken. In Gaza, Palestinian authorities said hospital supplies are dwindling and that the only power plant has run out of fuel and stopped operating. Yakini, Israeli aircraft pounded the Gaza Strip Wednesday, leveling apartment blocks and sending injured people pouring into Palestinian hospitals as the local health ministry warned that fuel to keep the generators going was running out. At least 1,100 Palestinians and 1,200 Israelis have been killed since Hamas militants attacked Israeli communities near the Gaza Strip on Saturday, overrunning military bases, hunting civilians, taking hostages, and inflicting one of the bloodiest days in Israel's 75-year history. The civilian toll has been extensive, bloody, and rapidly increasing. Gaza is home to more than 2 million people packed into a space less than half the size of New York City, with no safe passage as bombs rain down. The Gaza Health Ministry said Wednesday that at least 5,339 people had been injured during the four-day bombing campaign, 60% of them women or children. Cecilia, what else is going on in the world today?
Thanks, Amber. I am Cecilia Sinclair, and in world news. More than 2 months after military forces deposed Niger's democratically elected president, the Biden administration Tuesday designated their actions a coup, a move that will slash aid and cooperation with a country that had been a rare success story in a region battling Islamist militant insurgencies. The United States has concluded that a military coup d'état has taken place in Niger, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said in a statement. Any resumption of U.S. assistance will require action by the National Council for Safeguarding the Homeland to usher in democratic governance in a quick and credible timeframe. More than $500 million in U.S. aid is now on hold, Miller said. Sydney, Australian journalist Cheng Lei has returned home after 3 years of detention in China, the Australian government announced Wednesday. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said Wednesday that Cheng was met at the airport in Melbourne by Foreign Minister Penny Wong. Brussels, damage to a natural gas pipeline and a communications cable in the Baltic Sea is raising alarm in Europe, with Finnish officials Tuesday suggesting sabotage as the most likely explanation, though they held back from identifying any potential culprits. The Baltic Connector gas pipeline, which runs between Finland and Estonia and can send gas in either direction, was shut down early Sunday because of an unusual drop in pressure. Finnish officials said Tuesday that an initial assessment identified clear damage, most likely as the result of deliberate interference, and they would investigate it as a crime.
Thanks, Cecilia. Ryan Reynolds here. It's getting harder to grow coffee, tea, and grapes for wine on a hotter planet, and now researchers say climate change may be coming for your IPA. A new study out Tuesday found drought and higher temperatures will lead to a decrease in the quality and quantity of hops, the aromatic plants that give beer its flavor. By 2050 in Europe, the research projects, yields for traditional aroma hops will drop by 4 to 18%. Production of hop acids, which are key for flavoring, will fall by 20 to 31%. Hop growers are already seeing the impacts. Over the past number of decades, we can see a decrease of hop quality, said Miroslav Tunka at the Czech Academy of Sciences, one of the researchers of the new paper, which was published in the journal Nature Communications. I'm sure we can find a way to grow hops that, in the future, can withstand these conditions, he said. But, he added, you cannot wait until the industry collapses. A wave of hacking attacks on Israeli targets has added a cyber dimension to the conflict with Hamas. The most significant measures by the Palestinians may prove to be preparation early in the year, when a Gaza Strip group that Microsoft calls Storm 1133 went after energy, defense and telecommunications companies inside Israel. The group used fake LinkedIn profiles and posed as software developers or project managers to send malware to employees at those targets and install backdoors for later communications, Microsoft said in a recent report. The reference was short and did not provide details. Other hacks, mainly by self-proclaimed hacktivist allies of the Palestinians, were aimed at sowing confusion or alarm. Various groups launched dozens of denial-of-service attacks at government and private websites, knocking them offline but causing no lasting damage. Misty House crime in the U.S.
Thanks, Ryan. I am Misty Merkel and in U.S. national crime. A superseding indictment made public Tuesday charges Representative George Santos with stealing the identities of family members and using donors' credit cards to spend thousands of dollars, intensifying the legal peril facing the freshman congressman 5 months after he was charged with a host of other financial crimes. Santos, 35, faces 10 additional charges, according to the indictment. One count of conspiracy to commit offenses against the United States, two counts of wire fraud, two counts of making materially false statements to the Federal Election Commission, two counts of falsifying records submitted to obstruct the FEC, two counts of aggravated identity theft, and one count of access device fraud. The new charges were filed just days after Nancy Marks, the treasurer for the Santos campaign, pleaded guilty to fraud conspiracy and implicated Santos in a scheme to embellish his campaign finance reports with a fake loan and fake donors. In the United States, where gun violence has soared since the pandemic began, students of every age are experiencing a grim reality in every state throughout the school year, a bleak reflection of a society awash in firearms. Dylan, take it away.
I am Dylan Durbin, and in world and national health news, France has a problem: bed bugs. The recent outbreak has captured government officials' attention, especially in the run-up to the 2024 Olympics, when millions of visitors are expected to descend on Paris. It's not just France that has an issue with the insects. They are a persistent problem all over the world, from the United States to Australia. Bedbugs can lurk on train seats and headboards and inside the walls of public buildings. They can be found behind picture frames, inside plug sockets and under armrests. They can embed in clothing, hitching rides on the pant legs and coats of unsuspecting commuters. After decades of progress, life expectancy, long regarded as a singular benchmark of a nation's success, peaked in 2014 at 78.9 years, then drifted downward even before the coronavirus pandemic. Among wealthy nations, the United States in recent decades went from the middle of the pack to being an outlier. And it continues to fall further and further behind. Tyler, what's going on in sport and weather today?
Thanks, Dylan. I am Tyler Tambo with weather only today. Hurricane Lydia, a Category 4 storm with sustained winds of 140 miles per hour, rode ashore Tuesday night about 35 miles south-southwest of Puerto Vallarta on Mexico's west coast. The major hurricane was expected to unleash flooding rains, destructive winds, and a dangerous ocean surge. It became the second storm to strike Mexico's west coast in 2 days, following Max, the weaker system, which made landfall Monday between Lázaro Cárdenas and Acapulco. Lydia intensified with remarkable haste, growing from a tropical storm with 70 miles per hour winds on Monday evening to a Category 4 hurricane with 140 miles per hour winds 24 hours later. Water temperatures in the area ran in the mid to upper 80s, or a few degrees above average, and more than warm enough to support a powerful hurricane. That is all for today. Please like, share, subscribe, and catch our podcast on Google Podcast, Samsung, YouTube, Podbean, Spotify, and others. This has been Lo's Logic.